And I'm Matt.
We don't give a toss about Britney, Whitney, or Shitney.
Let's go inside.
Konnichiwa. Don't quite know what that means, but I'm guessing welcome to your new Casio software CD, or something of that ilk, maybe. Anyways, welcome to number 024, number 24, that is. Wow, 24 episodes, fantastic. Let's get straight down to business. This week we've got some Jesper Rasmussen coming up, Environmental Man, and a Hans Island Award. Now, for new listeners who may be baffled at this stage, at this juncture in the proceedings, Hans Island is a free, non-commercial, organic, and GM-free podcast, which is made at my kitchen table. But seriously now, Hans Island is actually a tiny, tiny, tiny island between Greenland and Canada. That's in the northern hemisphere for everybody in the southern hemisphere kind of thing. The ownership of this island is being disputed by Canada and Denmark, hence it's quite funny and interesting. Now, this podcast is called Hans Island because it's about stuff that we don't know all that much about, like Hans Island. Stuff that is actually quite important, like Hans Island. And lastly, we only have half the facts about when it comes to it, like Hans Island.
I listen to Hans Island podcasts.
Now, normally we're cruising around subjects that don't have anything to do with Hans Island whatsoever. Rather, they're quite important, but we don't know very much about them. You know, because they're drowned out by American Idol, Putin's underwear, Britney's toilet, whatever. But this week we're actually going to go back to our roots and look at Hans Island again. In a roundabout way, I'm going to link Dan Brown with Brown's Gas. Now, some might argue that Brown's Gas is in fact the Da Vinci Code. Or some might argue that Dan Brown's books are a load of gas. But that's because they don't know what Brown's Gas is. Neither do I completely, but that's beside the point, and that's what we're going to explore via Google Earth, a ruler, and an unbelievable amount of stupidity. Qu'est-ce que c'est this thing in moi,
Hi, you can call me Vincent. I represent a group of international venture capitalists, and I would just like to say...
Environmental man. Saves the world from yet another cretin.
For new listeners, this was Environmental Man, by the way, who doesn't say much, but rather expresses himself through outrageous acts of obscene violence. He's a regular here at Hans Island, but wouldn't it be nice if for once he gave groovy, environmentally sentient beings, such as Hans Island podcast listeners, a bunch of flowers or a nut loaf? You know, when they've done something really groovy and environmentally friendly, instead of shooting cretins in the head. Because that's just too easy, isn't it? Just a thought. Anyway, write in and let's see what you think. It's not all bad, you know. I've just got to mention, before we go on to anything else, scottcast.net, who are doing a grand job of promoting podcasts made in Scotland. Now, Hans Island is, of course, not completely about Scotland, but it's made in Scotland. As opposed to England or the UK, it's actually Scotland. But anyway, check it out at www.scottcast.net. Lots of interesting stuff on there.
You're listening to Hans Island Podcasts
on www.freewebs.com/Hans Island.
So, here we go. I have a theory that I've been developing. It's not so much to do with Dan Brown's Catholic Code as it has got to do with Brown's Gas. Now, stay with me here, dear audience. This gets intriguing. So, we have Dan Brown, right? And we have the round churches on Bornholm and the Knights Templar that built these things 9 miles apart in a circle nearly 1,000 years ago. Now, this is going a bit fast, I know. But stay with me. Everything will get clear, I promise. Bornholm is an island in the Baltic Sea, south of Sweden, north of Poland. It's Danish and has churches on it that are round. Now, theory is that these were mysterious observatories and that they are linked with the Knights Templar and Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code. Now, without taking a monumental leap here, another Danish island is, of course, Hans Island. Now, I say it's Danish, of course, I mean we don't know, do we? So anyway, before I get into the meat and bones of this intriguing theory, let's catch up with a rerun of Jesper Rasmussen. Jesper Rasmussen is our resident fuckwit who plays a part in most podcasts. Once upon a time, on a podcast long, long ago, Jesper was on a mission to podcast and protest against Hans Island being invaded by Canada. Let's have a listen. Anti-globalization fuckwit.
Jesper Rasmussen, podcasting in front of the Air Canada ticket desk at Copenhagen Airport. I am here to protest against the increase in prices of Air Canada flights recently, and also that it looks like the Canadian flag that was put on Hans Island is made of plastic and may also contain glue, which is not good for the penguins. I am now going to hand the Air Canada people a letter and also put up my banner in protest. It's 15:35, and I have now told the security people that my beard is a political statement and that I don't know anyone called Alan. I know someone called Alan, but he has a job and is married to my sister. He's not a groovy anti-global person like me. I don't know what restricted plant means, but they took away the fertilizer I had in my rucksack. They also showed me some hospital gloves. The Dutch police are much more scary with big sticks and dogs. I have now got a letter from the Air Canada desk. Go and bug the Canadian embassy, you fuckwit. We work for American Airlines, we just share the desk. Oh, and by the way, penguins live in the Antarctic, not the Arctic. We're American and even we know where Hans Island is. It's Canadian, now fuck off. I seem to have touched a nerve with these people. I am thinking the glue was made in USA. I will continue anyway to fight for the planet and for anti-global things.
Yes, for Rasmussen. Anti-globalization.
If Hans Island was Canadian, it would be called Earl Island or Jeff Island or something other than Hans Island, right? Anyway, Jesper is great, he's freaking great, and he has his own webpage on Hans Island, the website, which is to be found at www.freewebs.com/Hans Island. What a mouthful! So, back to my theory. Now, we've got these two Danish islands, right? Now, if we go onto Google Earth, print out a map of everything, as you can. Now, if we draw a line between Hans Island and Bornholm, there's a straight line, right? But this straight line goes through Shetland, where Donald Trump's mum was born. Now, this is not the interesting thing. If you then draw a line between Hans Island and the Salt Lake Community College in Utah, that's in the United States, in North America, the reason for drawing a line to Salt Lake City will become clear in a minute, I sincerely hope. So, with these two lines drawn, there is a perfect 90-degree angle with a point in Hans Island. Isn't that weird? Now, 90 degrees is really significant for all sorts of reasons, but if you take 90 and divide by the number of Danish islands in this equation, you get 45, which, as it happens, is the international dialing code for Denmark, and also the first two digits of Jesper Rasmussen's mobile number. I need to get my equations right here. We've got Bornholm, Hans Island, Canada, Denmark, Round Churches, Knights Templar, and thus Dan Brown in the equation just now. And, this isn't making as much sense as it did when I was in the bath after three quarters of a bottle of Merlot the other evening. Let's go on to this week's Hans Island Award while I sort out my little post-it notes on this incredibly important discovery.
Award for the most stupid piece of blatant consumerism gadget crap.
This week's award goes to indoor skiing centers. Yes, for people without a sense of time or place, wanting to go skiing in the summer somewhere where there are no mountains with snow on them. I could have a go now at that big centre in Glasgow called Bray Head, headed up by that French guy called B.Y. Jabot, who also built the failed Millennium Dome in London. And it would be fair to say that wasting vast amounts of electricity on something like that, in a country like Scotland, where there are mountains, snow and ski resorts, is the equivalent of a solar-powered sunbed. But it would all turn into a rant about local Scottish politics, and this award, the Hans Island Award that is, should actually be about global consumerism in general. So, I'm going to mention, amongst a lot of other things, well, I'm not going to mention them, but I'm going to mention this one in particular, the huge indoor skiing centre that opened in Dubai recently. Is there anything else to say? Well, I think it's due an award, since Dubai houses some of the richest people in the world that go there to bask in the sun, and this centre was aimed at them. Why can't they just go to the beach and realise that they're in the Middle East? In the Middle East, where there is sun, beach and water to swim in. I mean, if you want to go skiing, here's a thought. Don't go to Dubai. People who wonder why it's too hot to be outside in the first place should possibly read up on the basics of global warming, and definitely not fly to Dubai to go skiing. Hello? And people who finance these things, thinking they're doing children and young people a favour, should take a look at themselves in a light-hearted fashion, of course, and think about becoming a mercenary, for example, instead. It's not so bad for the environment and probably a bit more sustainable. So, massive indoor skiing centres get the thumbs down, and people who use them should just wear snowboarding clothes to be cool and stay well away from those indoor slopes.
Award for the most stupid piece of blatant consumerism gadget crap.
How easy is it to find something to bitch about? Anyway, take a look at the links on the Hans Island website and wonder in amazement about how the financial equivalent of 3 hospitals, a dozen schools and a water supply for thousands in Africa can suddenly materialise as something like a pointless indoor skiing complex instead. Anyway, on to happier things. I hope this is going to work out. Anyway, back to Brown's Gas. Not Dan Brown's version of world events, but actual Brown's Gas. This is a gas named after a guy called Yule Brown, who found that if you split water into hydrogen and oxygen, you get an explosive mixture. Yeah, we did that at school, I can hear you all saying. But stay with me. Now, Brown's Gas is linked to Utah for a reason of my own creation, i.e. in a Hans Island way, which means I don't know what I'm talking about. So bear with me here. There is a conference stroke seminar thing in June where an Australian guy is going to show everyone how to build what is known as a Joe cell. Essentially, a Joe cell is a bucket of water, a 9-volt battery, and a magic wand that then creates enough energy for a car to run. Forever, kind of thing. And I think that Brown's Gas and whatever it was this Joe fella has found is the same thing. However, Joe is convinced that the energy he's getting from water in his Joe cell is called orgon energy. Now, without delving too much into Wilhelm Reich's brain, Wilhelm was the guy who discovered this orgon energy thing back in the 50s, right? It's basically a primordial energy source that is more or less released when a man has an orgasm. Right. Am I losing everyone here?
I like podcasting because it makes me smile. So disregard the thought police and keep the internet free.
So, where are we now in the equation? Yes. Linking it all together. So, Dan Brown's musings on paper lead us to uncover that masturbating in the public sphere, as he does, creates enough energy to drive a car indefinitely. A seminar in Utah is going to prove this, and a 90-degree angle exists between Utah, Hans Island, and Bornholm. So, follow me now. Utah is linked to Dan Brown because of the male orgasm being committed to paper thing that he does, and Bornholm is linked to Dan Brown because it's got round churches built by aliens in the 11th century. Dan Brown's orgasm and Brown's Gas are therefore beautifully linked, with Hans Island smack in the middle. That was tough, but I got there in the end.
Well, hey, dangerous toys for real men. Anyone can nail an extra exhaust on a car, but it takes a real man to produce and store pressurized hydrogen.
Exactly. So, enough about Dan Brown's tosh. Now, I hope this hasn't been too long a podcast. I don't want these things to get too long or too large for your iPod. There's got to be a bit of room for James Blunt, etc. So anyway, Hans Island has now got an audio channel at audio.com where anyone and everyone can leave an audio message. I'll maybe have a closer look at why this service is free, since it could particularly... Anyway, next week, and it's, I don't know, in some shape or form, I've got this inkling that there is something hidden in there. Why is this free? Anyway, I'll have a look at that maybe next week, but the fact of the matter is that it works really well. Use your mouse and leave me a message, goddammit. So, to round up on a positive note now, which is a new thing for Hans Island, no more bitching anymore, I will be ending on a positive high now. I'd like to congratulate Alex Hartley, an artist in the UK who has discovered an island off the coast of Norway in the Svalbard that he has applied to the UN for micronation status for. Which basically means he's written to the UN saying, I've discovered an island, can I be the supreme leader of it, and can I have my name down for it, and can it be declared a micronation kind of thing. Now, Norway obviously say that Svalbard is Norwegian, and even the bits under the ice, or above the ice, are Norwegian. But Alex is adamant. Good on him. I like the idea of another island being disputed, especially between Scandinavia and some other part of the planet. So this island has only become visible because of global warming. Thanks, George. And maybe we'll hear more about this kind of thing as the planet heats up and we all move further and further away from the Arctic and Antarctic circles. Anyway. Oh, sorry, I was supposed to be all positive, wasn't I? Well, that is it is positive, because there are more islands for people to claim, etc. And it's a fantastic island, and as The Guardian writes, it's an island with a very low crime rate, beautiful unspoilt views, it's a beautiful tranquility, no unemployment, etc. So, more of that. Very positive. Okay. Links to these fascinating facts, or half-truths, depending on how you view the world, are up on the Hans Island website at www.freewebs.com/Hans Island. Oh God, I've got to shorten that or buy a URL. No, I can't buy a URL. This whole podcast is made by free stuff. Anyway, leave a message in the guest book, do an audio message, click on the Vital Podcasts voting button. Be happy, be free, be leave. Tschüss, ciao, sayonara, vi sees. Hi, hi, tak for kaff.
Here are the credits after this Hans Island podcast.
Thanks everyone for contributing. That includes Calpomat. Visit us at www.freeweb.com/Hans Island. Alternative email at hansisland@lycos.co.uk. My name's Robert, no pun intended, and thanks for contributing. This has all been fictional, and no harm has been intended to happen to anyone. Thank you, bye-bye.